The mayor of San Diego and the governor of the Mexican state of Baja have both been in Washington this week for the immigration debate. They want it to be easier to cross the border, at least at the San Ysidro port of entry. They say long delays at the border due to increased security are costing the border region billions of dollars. Allison St. John of member station KPBS reports from San Diego.
The narrow streets of San Ysidro in South San Diego are lined with small shops, their bright signs advertising tacos, shoes, and multicolored blankets. At the nearby pedestrian port of entry from Mexico, a steady stream of people push out through darkened glass doors into the sunshine and head for the trolley to San Diego's downtown. Manuel Vega is a short, stocky man in a checkered shirt. He carries only a plastic grocery bag. Vega says he lives in Tijuana and crosses the border daily to go to work at a Radio Shack in San Diego. He says it didn't take him too long this day to get across.
About 30 minutes. That's better than 2 hours.
What's the longest you've ever had to wait?
About 4 hours.
Is it worth coming across when you have to wait that long?
I have to work, so. And it's cheaper to live in Tijuana than San Diego.
People like Vega make 10 million trips northbound at this port of entry every year for work or business. More than 50 million more legal trips from Tijuana to San Diego every year are made by locals who go shopping to visit friends and family or by tourists. This is the busiest border crossing in the world. On average, it takes 45 minutes to get through the security checkpoints by car, but it's not uncommon to wait 2 or 3 hours. From a pedestrian overpass high above the freeway, you can see cars lined up in multiple lanes as far as the eye can see, waiting to get across. Marnie Cox, senior analyst for a regional planning group, looks down at the gridlock below. His planning group recently published a report on the economic impacts of the long border delays.
The impact here in San Diego is significant. If you combine both Baja California as well as San Diego together, it's about $4 billion in lost economic opportunity. And that relates to about 42,000 jobs that we could produce here in San Diego and Baja if we could get across the border faster than we do today.
Cox says companies like Sony and Toyota that have manufacturing plants in Mexico with research and support services on the U.S. side of the border would expand if border delays were shortened. The San Diego Planning Report suggests economic impact spread well beyond the border region. If you factor in delays for more than 700,000 trucks that cross at nearby Otay Mesa annually, the United States and Mexico combined lost $6 billion in economic output last year, plus an estimated 51,000 jobs.
We share a border, but we share the common culture that's really important to San Diego and Tijuana.
That's San Diego Mayor Jerry Sanders. He visited Washington, D.C. this week with a delegation of business leaders. They want to convince federal authorities to expand the northbound lanes at the San Ysidro port of entry from 24 to 30. Sanders says a narrow focus on security issues on the border causes people to lose sight of the fact that San Diego and Tijuana are, in fact, one region.
I think there are going to be pressures brought from people who don't understand the culture along the border and how we work closely together, how we share families.
Mayor Sanders acknowledges that in the current climate in Congress, border fences may win out over improving access at ports of entry. But Eric Frost, co-director of the Center for Homeland Security at San Diego State University, says the two priorities aren't necessarily contradictory.
Some of the people that are probably best served by keeping the situation the way it is right now are the bad guys. If you're smuggling people or drugs across the border, it actually fits very well to go at the busy times. So I think increasing the number of lanes crossing the border really can increase security in a very significant way.
According to the San Diego studies, border wait times increase 4 or 5% a year. So if nothing is done to build more lanes at the San Ysidro port of entry, in a decade, the average wait will be an hour and a half, with 6-hour waits and mounting frustration a common part of everyday life. For NPR News, I'm Allison St. John in San Diego.